the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, I know this song. What do you mean it's not going to help?
I don't know.
Florence and the Machine.
It's not going to help, get anything kind of up-tempo going. That's for sure.
Oh, I don't mind this song. I like when it kicks in. Whenever that's going to happen.
So pretty.
Man, I feel like zonked out.
I didn't, I was telling y'all. I'm saying this for the audience only. I'm telling y'all something that I just told y'all. It's like, if it wasn't for the freaking Adam Copeland thing today, I might not have came to work today. I don't feel great.
God,
sorry.
I really don't.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm kind of half-assing through it, to be honest with you.
Oh, also, no, I've had fun. I mean, I'm glad.
I was talking about me, personally.
Oh, okay.
I don't think about others, usually. And I can't stop smelling the shirt we got, too, so.
You want to sniff this?
I feel like there's something in it. God. No. I do not want to sniff
She's
the
very
penis.
Emasculating, isn't she?
God. The penis, whatever that structure thing is. I should finish
you
that.
You sniffed it yesterday.
I didn't actually. I just found it. And we were going to do a video with it, and we got distracted. And I guess it kind of stayed out. It's Paige's little mascot now.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it came from.
Please.
Well, I mean, like...
It's a crocheted penis.
If we had, like, a crocheted vagina, which...
God, I wish I could crochet. I would make
but
you...
But then if we, like, just put it in your face and everything, like, ooh, smell this, Paige. Like, you, like that'd be weird, right? I mean, it doesn't bother me. It's just funny.
The crocheted gimmick. God
dang I'm sorry,
it.
Fat boy.
Yeah. I'm kind of still excited about the interview, but I'm kind of half, to be honest with you. I'm still really, like, perturbed.
Again?
How many years have we been trying to get this going just to meet him?
Well, that's what I was telling you, too. That's what it is. The audience is still getting the same experience out of it. Us personally, that's exactly what it is. Because I kept thinking, like, well, we're still getting to interview him, and that's cool.
I got a buddy that met him, and he didn't even know who he was. His kids knew who he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, we're sitting there, a pro wrestler. I'm like, it's Coat, dummy. Why would you not be excited? You got to meet him.
You did it.
I know.
You did it that time.
I'm trying not to.
I know. I've got a big sign here in front of me. It says, no edge.
Don't say it.
Yeah. And I mean that on everything. I'm talking to my landscapers. I'm talking to everybody. No edging.
It's not good for you. Now, I assume if he says it first, it's okay. It's kind
of
working out.
To say it. He's not gonna, I got tons of stuff to ask him. That'll be good. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be I mean, look. It'll be good.
Also, something that's been on my mind too, that and I heard you when I walked back in here, I heard you playing audio of Spurrier. Do we have that? Can we play that?
Let me see.
Cuz Steve Spurrier, former coach of the Gamecocks. This awful news about Stephen Garcia is it's awful, man. It's so bad. Former South Carolina Gamecocks quarterback.
Yeah.
Stage 4 cancer.
Oh, God bless.
37, I want to say he is. 37 years old. I thought he was older than that. I had no clue how.
I think he's 38.
Oh, 38. Okay.
I think, but close, you know.
Yeah.
Still too young to be going through all this.
Yeah, man. Yeah, young family or whatever. And it's like, you hear that stuff and it makes you say, like, you know, like, every day is a freaking gift. But then at the same time, like, you hear that and you know, but what do you do? What do you do differently when you hear those little things like, well, life is a gift. You got to enjoy every moment. Well, what do you do differently?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you look at Steven's case, like, he's in great shape. Like, you just don't expect it would happen to somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's that big thing about, like, colorectal cancer. You know, I think it's 45 for men.
To go get the colonoscopy.
Yeah. Like, I would look at maybe making that age younger, you know, at least the advisement of it.
Yeah, I don't know why, because they'll tell you, and I think Stephen even said in his messages, if you don't feel good, like, go get checked. Yeah. Don't know why they tell you to wait to be a certain age.
Well, that's a thing that men, you know, I mean, I don't mind. I if I think something's wrong, I'll go to the doctor. A lot of men specifically will not. Like, you know, I told that story to my grandpa. Like, he knew something was wrong for a long, long time. Not that he didn't believe in doctors. He was an old country guy, you know, and right when it was too late, it's like, yeah, I mean, you're eat up with it, as they say, yeah. Down to the bones, you know. And but then when you hear that, you're like, oh, life is a gift. I mean, it really is. But then what do you do differently other than getting that little, like, reminder, you know?
Oh. And look.
Go live it up. Live it. Have live your best life.
Steven's a good dude, too. I had some run-ins with him years ago when he was up here for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was training some prospects for quarterbacks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And just a real nice guy. Just we couldn't work out show-wise, you know, to get that whole deal going, but.
Yeah.
I'm trying to – I can play it off his Instagram if I can find it.
I don't think he'd have any issues with that.
Oh, no.
At all. And we're one of probably hundreds of people that have reached out to try to get him on the show.
Yeah, like it blew up. You know, he's getting messages from Fred McGriff, Darius Rucker.
Fred McGriff?
Sterling Sharp. Dabo sent him a text, that's all.
Dabo did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, his family. A lot to go through.
Yeah, you gotta go get that stuff checked out. I mean, like, who cares? Like, whatever. I mean, I know it's a weird thing or whatever, but like, find out way ahead of time. And then seriously, get in my head. Help me explain this. Like, when you hear this thing, when you hear this tragic loss, he's still alive, but yeah. Like this awful, awful thing, and it's those gentle reminders of life is fragile. We're not guaranteed anything. But what do you do differently other than knowing that?
With your family members?
Yeah.
You make time.
But do we?
I did. I moved across the country when I found out that my grandmother had cancer.
Well,
because I realized I can get another job, but I can't get another grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
And you cherish every minute that you have with them. And past her diagnosis of lung cancer, she lived 6 years, and I didn't think she was.
See, and I know, and it's like
6 years that I loved.
It was 2 years prior to her death that, you remember, my mom, you know, she had to go to the hospital around Christmas and then had to end up staying at a nursing home for like 2 months. And like they said, yeah, your mom almost died. And so you had that short window where it's like, oh my God, almost lost you. And then you get a little closer and tighter, but then as life goes on, you get used to them being there, like, okay, she survived that, you know, and then it kind of swells a little bit and then kind of subsides a little bit, and then voom.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that weird thing, like, everything happens for a reason, yes, but like something like that, like, anyway, play the Spurrier thing.
Oh yeah, I got a coach. Hang on a second.
My best quarterback, Steven Garcia, was just recently diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Steven was really a good player for us up in South Carolina. In fact, in 2010, we won the only Eastern Division in school history. We beat Florida and Georgia and Tennessee and Alabama all in that one same year. And Steven was instrumental in all those victories. But he does have colon cancer, and if you'd like to make a donation, they've already done an excellent job, people sending in to help out. Check the link before. It's a GoFundMe link, and if you can send some money to help out Steven Garcia and also the Stop Colon Cancer, that would be wonderful. Take care, and Steven, we're praying for you. And go Gators and go Gamecocks.
You have to work in the Gators.
You didn't say the Gators. He did mention the Gators, though, as the first win they had that season just then.
You know, I remember that game they beat Alabama because it was Paige's wedding day. And we were at the reception watching it.
Yes.
Everybody was Oysters in the bar.
On the West End.
Yeah, but like, oh my God, what's about to happen?
Do you remember who our bartender was that day? A guy that would be an attorney. Soon.
God, is that right?
Rob Ineria.
Yep. Yeah, God, he was.
Yes. Yeah.
I was going to guess Casey with the big jugs. But
you know how that just worked out perfectly because the venue didn't want me to come there that I had the deposit with.
Save that for the honeymoon page.
No, because they thought I'd have too many people there from.
Oh, yes.
my listeners, but it was a small wedding and it turned out perfectly.
Yes.
His, I can double check, but the GoFundMe was, I mean, it's up to, I think it was like 175.
Yeah, but like even something like that, Lou, like when you, you know, like I hear, you know, I hear that, but you know, if you saw so-and-so, somebody you don't even know, like, why does it have to be a someone of fame for you to help out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just in this weird way. And then I started thinking about, like, cancer itself. Like, gosh, man, like, there's got to be. But then I started looking this up yesterday. And, like, the do you know? Hold on. I think I emailed it to myself. The
it's up to 186 now.
186,000?
Yeah, it was 250 is his goal.
So do you know that right now 50 out of 100,000 people in Iowa have lung cancer?
Mm. 50 out of 100,000?
Yes. It's the second highest in the country. Number one is Kentucky.
We're talking about like a...
This is according to CDC.
Pesticide type situation.
Well, I mean, exactly. Anybody can get it. You don't.
But that's exactly what they're saying. The stuff, Kentucky, they can pretty much say tobacco. They've pretty much figured it out. Iowa, there's not as many smokers, and they realize that in the particularly the agricultural regions, you have like an incredible chance of getting cancer.
RFK is trying to tell you if people give them a chance to talk. Yeah. This is why they have these equipment, you know, and technology to laser pound the ground to kill these. So you don't have to use pesticides.
Well, see, and then the other thing about like South Carolina specifically is the radon. And, you know, like we're I used to think the radon was basically down in Columbia. Yeah. Do you know that the number one county for radon in South Carolina, what county it is?
God, I hope it's not up here.
It is Greenville.
Oh, no.
Because of the bedrock and the gas that forms. So if you have, I'm serious. I think about this a lot because my mom never smoked or anything. My dad did, but he went outside. And there's all these different things that could happen, but like they had a crawl space and it was always kind of moist under there, you know? And that's where that stuff gets trapped. And you have to like, you have to get that pump that comes out of the side that sucks it out. Or otherwise it's going up into your house and you're breathing it. You don't smell it. God, and it's freaking radon. And it's
from basements,
from crawl spaces, because you know if your house has a crawl space or a basement, it's getting moist and that it's coming up through the soil.
It just sounds bad.
Radon.
You got radon. Like oh my god.
Well, it sounds like what's the other radiation?
Yeah,
it sounds like But look that up, man. It's pretty crazy. And then the stuff with, you know, with Iowa. You know, that's where the boss is from. And you know.
Ugh.
And like that's insane, and they're literally saying now, it's because of the pesticides. Like what? That's crazy, man. That's crazy. If you're a dude, go get checked out. Now you don't wait till you have stomach pains or you're having problems,
stool issues,
anything like that. Like if your doctor hadn't mentioned it to him. Hell, I think if you're over 35, you should at least ask about it.
Steven, he's either about to start chemo or he just did.
God bless.
So he's getting into it.
Yeah. Watch out for that stuff, man. Nobody's going to think less of you. Hell, don't tell anybody. You know, you ain't got to go tell everybody, hey, man, just get it done and get it figured out, because you wait too long. It's too late, like the song says.
Hopefully we can get them on. It's still trying, though.
Yeah. Top five, though. Kentucky, Iowa, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Minnesota. But specifically... Kentucky, and then Kentucky also coal miners as well.
Oh, yeah, in West Virginia too, with the black lung.
Yeah, West Virginia, number three.
So. It's been years in that stuff, like 20, 30 years, a career is going underground.
Well, it's the same thing, and then you see what happens to the towns after, you know, the coal's gone, the towns fall apart. Same thing with the data centers is what's going to happen. I mean, it's literally what's going to happen. So crazy. Yep. It's a weird time. But it's Friday, isn't that good?
Yeah.
Well, is that depressing? Well, no, I mean, when you hear about someone who's in their 30s getting cancer, an athlete, is, you know, I mean, it's like...
And the people that have, like, you know, beaten it two or three times, they get it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, even that, like, you know, I mean, it's, you know...
It always surprises me when it's an athlete or somebody of that ilk.
Yeah. But when they tell you, like, you know, like with my dad, you know, they said, hey, we're just going to do the you know, radiation, all the stuff, and it's going to add 5 years to his life. 5 years. And that's like...
Which you'll take, but I mean, it's still... Yes,
you say, okay, we've got 5 years. And then that 5 years slowly closes down to 16 months because they overshot with their thing. So, I mean, it's a real messy thing.
The fact that they can even pinpoint it to that.
Yeah.
They probably could more than that now.
I agree with the text. There should be a cure. You know what, though? Absolutely. I mean, again, as my doctor tried to tell me, like, cancer, just saying curing cancer is like saying let's cure all diseases, because cancer is so many different types of things. We lump it all together as just one major disease, but it's everything. But yeah, and women too, that's a good text. Women should go, women can get colorectal cancer. I mean, yeah, that's how Farrah Fawcett passed, right?
Yeah, I believe it was.
We all have rectums and colons.
That's right, Paige. That's
boys
right.
And girls.
That's right.
Let me see what you mentioned that about the, well, not the breast specifically. And I want to make sure that I'm right here. What? Do you remember Jen Sturger?
Yes.
The reporter, Brett Favre situation or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
She had issues with her breast ruptured. Like, they exploded. So she had to have a double mastectomy. Oh, my
God. Did she have implants?
Yeah. But I've never heard of them, like, exploding to the point where it was affecting what she already had going on.
Oh, God bless.
Wow. She's never known what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's a very uneasy feeling, but again, it's like you hear those things, and it's like, what do you do different? You do different, you know? So I'm saying for if you're over the age of 35, I would say, like, talk to your doctor and say, hey, what do you think about getting this done? Do we wait till 45? Do we? What's it going to hurt to do it now anyway, just to find out?
Yeah, plus
just to find out.
The bills. I mean, God.
Yeah. All right. Oh, this is great. You know what? Death doesn't care what damn day it is, whoever texts that in. This is great for a Friday show. You know what? Like, get off your high horse. When you hear things like that, you got to stop for a minute and realize how valuable time is, yes, how important it is, and what we do with it versus, you know, wasting it and all this crap.
Yeah.
It's real stuff, bro.
It's real stuff, brah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I know you know this one.
I'm familiar.
This is the river song?
What?
Trinity.
Trinity River. Dirty little
such
river.
A dirty little river.
That don't
bother me. Dirty little river. God, here's a thing for criminals listening. If you get arrested a lot, practice your mugshot.
That guy like he didn't care.
Man, that light's bright.
Hey man, turn that down.
All right, we have a load of calls on hold, and we should start taking them. Otherwise, they will start hanging up.
Dirty little river.
Let's go to Steve. Steve's been waiting a little bit. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, kind of weird. I got an awkward question, honestly.
Those are the best kind of questions, Steve-O.
Yeah. What's going on?
All right, so my girlfriend Tammy is turning the big 50 next month.
Good Lord, I'm part of that group. That's a big birthday. It really is.
50 years old.
Yeah,
that's for you, Tam.
Yeah, huge. But and then I mean, honestly, we've been together on and off for we're a little more than 4 years now.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, broken up a couple of different times, but you know, we always end up getting back together, and things have been really good lately.
That's good.
And she's always talked about wanting to get a boob job.
Oh boy, God!
Yeah.
What made you think of that? Probably that conversation we just had about
exploding
the girl's boob implants exploded.
Oh yeah, Jen Sturger.
Yeah.
Well, it definitely brought up questions, but. And she's talked about this for like since the day I met her.
Well, does she have like a deadline of 50? Like she has to get them by 50?
Yeah, exactly. It's like either we do it now, or she's not going to do it. Now's the time.
I wonder what if there is like a cutoff age that they recommend on that. Like, you know what, eventually your skin is going to naturally sag or whatever. So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. You don't want to be like 80 getting them things.
Well, I mean,
so.
You don't want to be, I don't think you want to be cut up and put to sleep for something and not be able to recover, you know.
Yeah, well, God, that's true too.
Yeah, that's kind of
all right. So, yeah. So she's been talking this for a while, and I can already tell where this is going to go. That's a weird birthday gift. Is that what we're talking about here?
In a way, yeah.
How does this make you feel, though? Have you complained about them or?
No. Yeah. No, but yeah. I mean, even going into this whole idea, I kind of feel. You know, a little chopped at the knees, a little emasculated over the whole thing.
Oh, why feel that way?
Well, because I mean, looking ahead, I could honestly only kick in maybe about $1,000.
Okay, now that is what we're getting to then. Okay.
Yeah, it could have cost way more than that. We know that. We all know that.
Right. I mean, this ain't an oil change, Steve-O. These are knockers.
Well, oil changes cost like $100 now. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And your question about the skin, right? We haven't even gone to the consultation. That's coming up and stressing me out.
Yeah.
Because I haven't actually told her, hey, here's my number, here's what I can do.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you know what? She's probably expecting you guys to walk in there together and you're probably gonna like foot the bill.
Is that the case?
I think, and you know, maybe, but I'm over here panicking because, you know, I see in my head, like I'm tapped at a grand. That's all I can do.
Yeah, when she's talking about this, has she directly said, hey, I want this for my birthday and I would like you to pay for all of it?
No, right. Not directly, but you know, it's little comments, you know, it's like, you know, that's the big gift. And, but we will, you know, we'll figure it out together.
Yeah.
Like, right. Together. Okay.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Yeah. That's when it gets expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When does, exactly. Let's, I mean, do you say her name if you want to or whatever, but like, is she have a good job? Does she work?
Yeah, well, it's Tammy. It's fine. Yeah, she works, and she's got a good job too. I mean, yeah.
So why does this become your responsibility? Do you think? Like, have you?
I don't know. I think because I'm the man. You know, I'm the man, and I don't know. It's just it also just feels weird to be like, hey, sweetie, good luck with your surgery.
Let me ask you something, Steve. I don't know your hair situation, but, you know, what if you wanted hair plugs for your birthday? You think she'd, you know, drop the money on that, like $5,000 or $10,000 for you to get hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to reciprocate.
Probably not. Well, there you go.
Probably not.
Yeah. Hold on a minute, Steve. Hold on, Steve. This is...
Can you hang on?
She could be saying, this is my birthday gift to myself, because a lot of people do that, yeah. You know?
And there's
funny you said hair plugs.
There's no age on having a lot of women 50, 60 get breast implants.
Oh yeah.
But naturally with menopause your breast can get a little larger.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell her to wait for that then. Tell her to go through it a few times to save some money.
Yeah. Sure.
So the hot she may just wait and see.
The mood swings will suck, but still your boobs will get bigger.
You can take medicine for that.
He's got a grand. Like, I mean, look.
What do they call? What is the?
Are we talking new technology like the gummy bear implants or whatever they call them?
I don't even know.
You know more than most of us, fat boy, because you're obsessed with boobs.
I tell you this. I wish he could tell us off the air where he's thinking about going. Because you know when I look at the gallery sometimes, a couple places around here like rough. Like they look better before.
Yeah. So, I would go to the higher end. Plastic surgery, and if it were me,
like,
well, you don't need to.
God dang, if you went up a size, you'd be in space with those suckers.
No, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, in general,
I want to see.
I would make sure that you have the best doctor to do the best work.
Like with inflation or whatever,
I wouldn't go to a budget breast doctor.
No, probably what four I'm thinking four, maybe four or five.
Typically, typical cost for breast augmentation in the U.S. $6,000 to $12,000. With most people seeing the average is $4,875.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Plus, they go through the front, right, like the nipple. If you got huge nipples, then
saline's the cheapest. Silicone and then gummy bear, like you said, man.
The gummy bear is supposed to feel the most natural.
Feel natural, and not have it.
You don't want the ones that when you squeeze them, you still got your thumbprints. It's hard.
Still got the hand. Still
oh
on
gosh.
There.
You don't want that.
Oh man.
What?
Yeah, some of them you could tell like somebody's already squeezed them.
So you have to do post-op for up to 2 years afterwards, where you have to go in and they
drain it.
My God, I didn't realize that.
You're doing the most
you're putting a foreign substance in your body.
You are.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Adam Copeland will be joining us a little after 9 o'clock this morning.
You think you know me?
You think you know me? You going to play that music? Of course you are.
We got a little metalingus.
AEW is coming to Asheville at Harrah's Cherokee Casino Center.
I saw the poster, and the greatest tag team in the world is on the poster.
Yeah.
With MJF as well.
And that's where I feel weird about this thing today, is because they have a major feud with Adam Copeland, and we're friends with those guys.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to even do this, to be honest with you. Knowing that, we're buddies with FTR.
I wonder if he knows that. Maybe that's why the conflict came up. Anyway, let's go back to this call. So we've been talking to Steve. Steve's girlfriend is got a big birthday coming up, and she's
going to
be 50.
50 years old.
And it's not bad. It's really not bad.
Looking for some hoots.
I mean, it's now 60 will suck. I mean, like, there ain't no question. Like, that, there ain't no hiding that. I'm going to be honest with you. In 10 years, I ain't going to be fit to be around.
You'll be close to hanging it up by then. 60. That's when you start the twilight of life.
I got 5 left of employment. Not of life. I'll live to be 85.
At least longer. You might want to be longer. You might want breast implants.
I will stay all natural. So she's been dropping hints like she wants him to maybe pay for this, you know. And he's like, it's going to cost a lot of money. I've got $1,000. Should I just give her the $1,000 toward it? Blah, blah, blah.
That's all he's got to put down.
Don't make fun of that.
I know. Look, you got a feeling this was coming, though, right?
Well, let's say this. Okay. Paige, do you think 4 years in, you would be spending $10,000 on a gift for, I mean, for, you know what, the 4 years, though, at this point, there should, you're already at that point where you're looking at the relationship, like, are we going to get married or not?
Well, I guess an investment. Like, what if Paige met a guy and he wants, like, a sack extension?
He's I'd get a penis enlargement, and hopefully it wouldn't fail.
No, he don't want that. He wants a sack extension. Because you can't do the other one.
No.
Wow.
It's real limited.
Well, just tell him to wait. Time will take care of that for him. All right, let's bring Steve back. What was the last thing we said to Steve about how he didn't have... Oh, you said what if he wanted hair plugs?
Oh, yeah, the hair plugs.
Would he expect her to do that? Good. Steve, you still there? No.
Steve.
You son of a gun.
Steve.
No, I'm here.
Okay, good. I thought you went and started robbing banks to pay for these drugs.
Oh, Lord.
So, all right. So I think $1,000, if that's what she wants, you give her $1,000 toward it. I don't think you look at this as the whole thing. But anyway, what's the big question? Are you asking us today? Are you saying is that bad to do that? What is
where does it put me? I mean, I think it's important because, you know, I know to her it matters for her confidence,
right?
And I get that.
Yeah,
but that's a lot of monthly payments now to be confident.
Now, if she breaks up with you, does she have to pay you back? Because I'd have to know that. I'd have to have it ready.
Well, that's
That's exactly the thing too. I mean, am I making payments on on past relationship memories at that point if we break up. And honestly, I've never complained about her body either.
Okay, like, that's what I meant earlier, because like if you were like, you know, not just women are sensitive about that too, like men are as well, but it, you know, if someone complains or says, oh man, look at her boobs, she starts to make her feel bad. So that's a pretty important detail. It's something that,
yeah,
it's her lack of confidence, not your lack of enjoying her body.
Right. I've never told her to do this. I tell her all the time she looks great, and honestly, she's already hot to me. She's beautiful.
Are you dating out of your coverage or whatever they say? Like, do people look at you and say, wow, how'd you get a girl that hot? Does that happen?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a sign. That's a compliment. I've always taken that as a compliment.
You know, if this wasn't some kind of, you know, request from you to for her to upgrade, then, you know, maybe the $1,000, that's not that bad of a point, because, you know, it's not coming from you.
God, no.
Yeah.
And I'd rather keep that grand, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Put it towards something nice.
If you let her get them done, and then you give her the grand toward like a spa weekend or something for recovery or whatever.
Well, I've already done that.
Oh,
I mean, for her birthday, I already booked a beach trip, hotel, dinners, all the nines there. Like, that's already happening.
Okay, well then what else? I mean, hell,
all kind of stuff going on.
Well, you be you.
Yeah, like that'd be the grand on top of that. I'm trying over here.
I don't know what $1,000 gets you as far as, like, you know, a squeeze here or there initially. Like, you might not get to have too much fun with them because you only put down a grand on them.
Yeah.
Fat boy, there's no price on that.
Let me ask you this. How are we talking about going for – and I'm not going to blatantly ask you how big your girlfriend's boobs are, but, like, are we talking about drastic here? Like, have you seen or she told you, like, I want to go to a certain size, showed you pictures, anything, or –
Well, she's starting to show me pictures, like, online of what she wants.
Yeah.
And I thought we were talking, like, you know, subtle improvements, little bit here.
Right.
But
no.
This little upgrade, you know, apparently our ideas of that are two completely different.
What do you mean, though? Like, she's wanting, what do you mean?
I guess, put it this way, no one's not going to accidentally miss the change. Like,
okay.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, she's going to have to get, like, she's going to have to get bras like Paige has, like, steel reinforced.
Oh, stop. You sound like I weigh 700 pounds.
Your boobs do. You gotta
they
go to
do not.
Metromont to get bras custom fitted.
See, so normal. Let me ask you this. I'm not asking for the letter, but, like, did she have a currently, like, have a smaller chest?
She does. She spent her whole life, you know, being insecure about being a little flat-chested.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So that makes a lot more sense now, then.
It does make sense, but I'll tell you, like, some of these pictures, they're like, I'm not kidding, they'll turn you white. It's not...
Yeah, but
it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
If it's too much... That might be too much for you to get used to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. I would, I don't know, man.
You got to give the money regardless, right?
Yeah, because, like, when she turns 60, you're going to have to get her dentures in and all these things.
Well, you got to redo the boobs then.
I mean, you never know.
Don't you have to redo these suckers every so often?
Don't get dentures, get implants. That's even more money.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they come with, like, a service contract or something.
Well, I was reading, like, for up to 2 years, you have to go back, and then, gosh.
I mean, we could be talking about rejuvenation processes here, like, you know, before too long.
That's the thing. They it catches on, like, the doctor will say, you know what?
Steve-O.
You might need some filler in them lips.
Yep.
A little bit there.
Well, I was... All right, let's not be vulgar. All right, Steve.
Wow.
Steve, it's a plight. Listen to you. It's a plight, but if I were you, I would...
You were a good lead-in, Steve. You were a good lead-in to old Cope.
Yes, I don't know. I would just be honest with her and say, look, I don't know. We need to talk about this. I don't know if you're expecting me to flip the whole bill, but I'd like to, or not even that, say, I'd like to give you this towards it. That way it doesn't sound like she's expecting you to pay for all of it.
And I can see if you were her husband to invest that kind of money in breasts, but just a girlfriend,
I had to hang up on him.
Oh, you did?
I had to. Man, we're getting close to Cope.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, if Cope wants to talk about fake boobs, that's cool.
No.
He's Cope.
No, he's Cope. Yeah. He is Cope. He's Cope. He's formerly here. Edge, but Cope.
He's got more than $1,000 to put down on a pair of jugs.
You imagine. What if he may say, caller 13, I'll buy you boobs. Who knows? We'll find out.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.